Welcome to another episode of That's Dicey. Back again playing more Pathfinder. Last episode, we wrapped up with the daring escape by Wesley Jims and Sanjo from the Van Tassel house. And
Yeah, that did happen.
outside,
Jumped right out the window.
we have Huggins and Kit Kat and
Okay, I feel like
Crane facing off with the with the Headless Horseman. That's where we find ourselves.
also, I would like to remind everyone that we had to fight what JoJo called a bone cloud.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah,
That
that sucked, dude. That was stupid. Yeah, that did happen too. Yeah. First in initiative is Kit Kat. You hear the loud sound of breaking glass as Sanjo and another gerbil-looking humanoid crash out of the window onto the street.
Ah, so just one baddie at this point?
The Headless Horseman.
All right. He's like with
Blast him.
Sanjo, like they're tangled up.
It's like I guess it's better, more accurate to be like I have a jet flame ability, like firebender jetpack, and I use that to propel us out through the window. So if anything, I'm manhandling the gerbil, to be honest. I grab that gerbil and we eject it out the side.
Okay, but like I shouldn't do something area effect wise.
That feels totally up to you. That
Oh,
feels like it feels like you have it feels like you're the one that has all the power on your turn. You should do what
I
you want.
think I'm gonna not, and I'm gonna instead produce flame and throw a little fireball at the gerbil.
No, Wesley
Blast him.
Jims. Blast him.
That's
Finish him.
23 to hit.
Oh my
Wait,
God.
no, wait. Do we like the gerbil?
I mean,
Oh,
yeah.
never
No,
mind. I
but
thought you were fighting the gerbil.
this is better.
No,
This
no, 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 no. Hold on.
is. No,
Kit
no,
Kat
I kind
has
of
a
love this.
horrible read on the situation.
I absolutely
kind of
hit
love
the
this,
gerbil.
though. No.
Anyway,
Like
you
Kit
don't
Kat
know.
started
blasting.
A 23 hits.
You're just like, who the fuck is that? Kill him!
I didn't know.
He
All
dies
I
with
saw
honor.
was you two were wrestling and you flew out a window.
Oh shit.
I'm sorry, gerbil. That's
I
13
just wanna
points of damage.
how
So
much? Like Wesley Jim, he's flying out the window with Sanjo, and he's like, oh my God, we lived. And then he gets hit by a fucking fireball.
I didn't know.
Blasted. How
Oh
much
my feet.
damage did you do?
13 points.
Oh.
Blasted. Wow, that's amazing.
I'm so sorry. I thought we didn't like him.
No, this is amazing.
Oh, wow. That's but to be fair, from what I'm seeing, this doesn't look good.
No, I'm so into it.
So you have one more action that you can do if you want to do something.
I'm just gonna look at Sanjo and be like, what's going on?
Sure. Ah! I just like to picture a big groan of just hitting the snow outside and just ah! Fucking gerbil gets blasted. Wesley Jims! I think that's
Oh.
all I'm. It was Wesley Jims is from the. Where are we from? From the Fablers.
Oh
All
no!
right.
Just like
I
a,
still love that
I'm gonna lob him like a half-hearted, like,
the
sorry. Right? I see a rodent, I need to kill it.
immediately insta give him just
All right.
oh, the back of my head hurts. What the
So
hell?
after Kit Kat, the headless horseman goes,
Okay.
and
Funny as fuck.
That he's not. Well, actually, there. Okay. So the Headless Horseman is going to move into range with Kit Kat and Huggins.
Good.
And I am going to need both of you to make a DC 25 will save.
Oh boy. Okay. Okay. It's fine. It's okay.
That's a 29.
Nice.
15.
Ooh, less good, less good, less good.
Finger guns.
Right, let me do some math here because this one
His.
has multiple layers of effect.
Sounds promising.
So, like a gerbil man and Sandro fly through the window, and then they get fireballed, and then Huggins lets out a little surprised awk and gets cursed.
Yeah. So,
It's a strong start.
you're going to have you're going to have a -2 to everything you roll.
Great, I love it. I wouldn't want it to be too easy for me.
As fear grips your mind at the like up close sight of this headless horseman.
Is this one of those can't get closer to it scenarios? Is
It
that how fear works?
is an aura. No, in this game, you just get the -2 as fear is just affecting your effectiveness.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, good. I wouldn't
And
want it to be too easy. Yeah, of
then
course.
I am going to do that. Does a 33 hit, Steph?
Jesus, yeah.
All right.
But I
Just love the idea of trying
appreciate you
to. I
asking.
thought it might.
It
It's like, no.
is, what is math? So you take 17 points
Ow.
of
Oof.
damage.
Kit Kat turns around and says, oh, he's the bad guy.
Yes, the headless horseman is the immediate threat. I whip my head around and just say, I didn't want a profile.
And
He's headless.
then
Headless is always evil.
hey, we
Never
had a
not.
headless friend.
Who?
Marigold.
My grandmother was headless.
What? Who's Marigold? Wait.
We met a very kind headless person.
Did we?
And with that, the headless horseman's gonna swing and then beckon to its horse to
We're all
get out of
arguing
range
and it's just attacking us.
get out of range again. It moves 100 feet away from you.
Jesus Christ.
Ooh.
And that's the headless horseman's turn. Next is the bone cloud himself.
No. Not the bone
Shambling
cloud.
out of the window in like a cloud of just disparate bone parts wrapped in a robe. The bone cloud is going to activate its ability to sense the presence of apostates. And
Okay.
I'm gonna ask the question here for Huggins and Kit Kat. Have you ever abandoned a religion, do you feel, as a character?
It wasn't a religion, so does
No.
it technically not affect Huggins?
If it's not a religion, no, it doesn't affect.
Okay. Yeah.
Does it? I think Kit Kat would be like, yeah, I don't, believe in religion, and then like secretly like praise and like, but like, does it count if she's like publicly abandoned her religion but not personally?
No.
Uh-oh.
This is a like innate sense of whether or not you have abandoned religion before.
No, I don't think
So
she would
it won't get the context of public abandonment.
have.
I might be
All right.
after this fight.
Cool. Gonna bone cloud gonna fly out of the window and look at Sanjo, and for the first time Bone Cloud's gonna say some strange stuff and just whisper despair to you and like touch you on your arm.
Okay.
And
Whispers
I'm
do
gonna
okay.
I'm gonna ask another bad question here. What is math? Oh God, I can't do it.
That's the question. What is
Does
math?
a 35 hit?
Ah! I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I would say
All right.
yes. All
Probably
signs
check.
point to yes.
All right. We'll roll some more dice over here.
Sure did touch my arm. It took it too.
You guys remember Sanjo?
So you take only 13 points of damage,
Okay, cool.
but you are going to have to make a DC 24 will save.
Oh, I rolled so bad. 2 plus 12 is 14. Ugh.
Yeah, that's not a 24. So Sanjo,
Yes.
feeling this like hand, this bony skeletal hand touch them, they
Yeah.
like lose some of their just like immediate like energy to continue fighting, but also with it, they feel their connection to the elements waning. And I am going to have you pick one of the elements that you're attuned to, and you cannot use abilities that have access to that element.
Oh no. Well, let's see. I suppose I would say air before. I have air, wood, fire. I think I would sooner lose air first. Wood. Wood. Let's lose wood. Can I choose? Or is it
Yeah,
random?
no, you pick one.
Let's lose wood first.
All right. Yeah, and that is Bone Cloud's turn.
I don't like how you're planning to lose another.
Yeah, I'm not planning to, but if I've got to start losing them, let's lose that one first.
So it'll be Huggins next because players win ties. So
Is it a free
Huggins,
action to be like, what the fuck is going on
Yeah, talking, emoting.
I'm gonna look around. Is there anyone? Like, can I? The Headless Horseman's 100 feet away, right?
Yeah.
And there's a bone cloud that's suddenly making everybody feel bad. And I'm not currently afraid of him. So can I get it? Can I get it this thing?
Yeah.
I'm going to charge the bone cloud
Nice.
because Huggins doesn't fucking know. He runs in there and just starts hacking at it. I'm gonna make at least
Yes.
one normal attack on this guy.
I mean, Huggins doesn't know. What doesn't Huggins know?
Huggins doesn't
Anything.
know. Yeah. I forgot where all the buttons are. Fuck. Where's my
Sanjo
Sanjo does. All right, I'm gonna hit him with my I'm gonna draw the sword out of the cane and hit him for a 21. That's not even enough, is it?
No, unfortunately not.
Oh my
And you have
God.
a minus two to
Right.
all your checks. So
Right,
it'll
I
be
forgot that that's
a
not just against.
19.
Worse now. It's worse now.
You still have two
Well,
more
frustrated.
actions though.
Right, I'm get like Huggins is getting frustrated. He slashes at him again with the sword for 31 to 29.
Yeah, that hits, that goes.
Nice, nice.
Ah!
Hit him.
And that does. Oh! It does a single point of damage.
Oh, good.
All right. That seems to have not done anything at all
I activate my flying
based
boots
on
and I leave. I'm kidding, I'm kidding.
I'm out of here.
Let me look at my equipment really quick. Nope, I don't have any of those amazing potions. I used that potion on the pugs. I peck at the bone cloud with my beak out of sheer frustration.
All right.
Nice. For a 31,
That'll do it.
deals 5 points of damage, and then I
Wow.
cry out, "How do you like me now?" Probably fine. Probably just fine.
All right. Who is next in initiative?
Guys, I need to do something cool before I can use my awesome shit.
I mean.
The next in initiative, a life-size puppet
Oh my God.
in a fancy
Right.
dress
It's
floats out of the
perfect.
window
Right,
onto the
right, right.
ground and looks at the bone cloud and says, "We have to get a handle on this. This has gone way too far." And the bone cloud is going to reach out and touch Huggins.
Good.
That is a, what is mass? Why can't I do it? That's a
Bad touch.
32. Does a
Bad touch.
32 hit?
Bad touch.
You're a
Yes.
monster.
All right.
Bad touch. Don't touch me there. That's my no-no square.
Sanjo shouts out, "Bad touch. Bad touch."
So it's 15 points of damage, and you feel the like energy being drained out of you, but there's like a reaching like feeling for like something else, and the bone cloud doesn't find it. And yeah, you just take that 15 damage.
You don't find that suspicious?
Well,
Feels weird.
I guess for the sake of knowing, so that we don't go down conspiracy lane. I love conspiracy lane, but
Me get my tinfoil.
this might not be the time. Huggins doesn't have spell casting abilities, so he can't siphon his ability to access magic, if you will,
I was about to.
right?
I got confused with the stat block of Wesley Jim's, and I thought I did have a spell, but you are correct.
And then the sort of life-size puppet, which from now on we will name Katrina Van Tassel, is going to attempt to what is the math here? Is going to look at Sanjo and
And cast
say,
Meteor.
no, look at Sanjo and say, "I need you to stay there for a moment." You're going to make a DC 22. What
What kind of
is?
save?
Hold on. Why are you not telling me? It's a will save. They're all will saves. You know what?
We're all will saves. Will save is my weakest.
Someone save Will, please.
Ugh. Okay. Well,
Dying
that
out there.
one. That's looking pretty bad. That looks like an 18.
So it is not a, it's not one of those. So that's a thing. You, Sanjo is paralyzed until the end of his next turn.
Okay. It's bad time. Not going well.
No,
Okay.
you can do the action recall knowledge, and use any actions that require only the use of your mind.
Okay. I can do that.
That's the only thing you can do on your next turn
Is acquired knowledge?
is a recall knowledge check or any other actions that require only the use of your mind.
You're
Okay, don't worry,
paralyzed.
guys.
It's a great time to meditate.
Yeah, don't worry, guys. I've got this next time around. Hang in there.
I'm gonna meditate
Don't
and
worry.
chill
Align my
out.
chakras.
I know
Let me know how
exactly
it
what I'm
goes.
gonna do, but you guys are
Yeah.
gonna have to figure it out. Don't worry. When Wesley Jim's turn comes around, I have a really great idea.
Next in initiative is going to be Crane. Crane is gonna look at Kit Kat and say, "Am I allowed to use magic?"
Me?
Yeah. She's gonna ask you if he can I use magic? Am I
Say
allowed to use
yes.
magic?
I'm gonna panic and just yes, whatever you've got, please.
Crane is gonna like lift his wings in that like, you know, like that predatorial bird like way that makes them like look giant. Like they like scare off other birds, and the entire sky is just gonna darken.
Oh,
And
wow.
Crane looks at the puppet in the dress and says, "I thought we were friends. and is going to like wave their wings and blast them into the back into the house. And you sort of just hear like crashing inside the house, and that's going to be Crane's turn. And as Crane's turn wraps up, the sky sort of regains its like light. It's dark outside. There's like lantern-y things, but like when Crane did this, it got darker. Like, next is the other puppet, who is going to, thanks to Crane, spend this turn helping the other puppet get back up from where they're stuck in the wall.
It's just a clamoring coming from inside the house.
Yeah, so you just hear inside. Next is Wesley Gems.
Okay,
Wesley Gems.
I only request one action out of his turn. I feel like it's a
All right, hold
brilliant
on.
idea.
I messed up here. I'm bad at life.
Uh-oh.
Next is actually Sancho.
No.
Okay, no, this is my time. This is my
So
time.
ready.
I stay ready. Okay. It's my turn. I what's the one act I can seek knowledge? Is that what you said?
Recall knowledge is the.
Anything you can do with just your mind. So I mean, like, pray is also a thing.
I'm
Gonna
going
daydream for
to
a minute.
start. No, I'm gonna start. No, this is I've got this under control, people. Okay, I'm gonna start slurring. And I'm gonna be thinking about Banana Chan. I'm gonna be thinking about my banana apparition. And I'm calling Banana Chan to me. I am going to try to will Banana Chan through the ether with my mind. And if nothing happens, at least I'll have a friend in hell.
Banana
I
Chan's like,
think.
what can I do for you? And you're like, you're going down with me.
I think as you reach out, the familiar voice appears and is immediately yelling at you about bananas, and then realizes that you're paralyzed and looks around at like the surroundings, and inside of your mind you get the feeling that if you tried hard enough that maybe you could move. I'm going to give you the opportunity to remake the will save.
I'm inspired by Banana Chan. He was like, "Have you thought about getting good?"
He shows up and starts to shame you.
Look at you, paralyzed. No,
Oh
that's
shit. Some potassium.
oh my God, that's so much funnier. That's an 11 plus 12, so 23.
Yeah, that does it.
Shamed by Banana Chan. Banana Chan goes full Chinese beaver monologue.
So you now have your full turn that you can do.
Oh wow, really?
What does Sanjo do as
Oh,
well? I mean,
I
all
start.
right, let me actually state that you'll have to spend an action to get up off the ground.
Oh, okay. That's one of
That's a
my
thing.
three? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hell. What is this? What in the final square of the line? Rules in place. Any creature ends its turn. Is there any way that if I stand up, is there a do I have a straight 60-foot trajectory line on any of my targets, by the by?
The bone cloud is still right next to you.
The bone cloud's right there on me. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think the simple thing here is, ooh, and I've given up wood already. So as you're yeah, I guess I would just start blasting. To be honest, I think I would just start blasting. It's the bone cloud, right?
Yeah.
Target a creature within 30 feet that has a trait matching one of your kinetic elements. 2d4 damage, susceptible to your impulses. Yeah, I will start. I'll hit the bone cloud with what I did last time. You came wrong. I'll start air bending him And I'm going to spend my two actions doing extract elements, which is, I believe I'm rolling 4d4 at this level. I'm going to do it twice for 8d4, and it has to do a fortitude save against my class DC, which is, looking for it, 25. 25 DC. So two fortitude, I'm gonna airbend the shit out of it, and... it's 25.
25 damage?
No, 25 fortitude save.
Oh, I rolled a 14 and an 11. So the second one is a critical failure.
Okay. On a critical failure,
means anything.
The creature takes double damage.
Nice.
No.
I'm about to give him the business. So then I'm going to... So I'll do the first one, which was that first round of 4d4.
Okay.
That is going to be 9 points of air siphoning. And then I'll do the next one that's doubled. Nine again for 18 points on this one. So 27 points of airbending at him.
Ooh.
All right. That does that thing. All right. And then
it has... a -1 to circumstance penalty, like, to its saves and AC against my impulses. If it would have a resistance to any of those, I ignore it. Okay. These effects last for 5 minutes or until your kinetic aura ends, whichever comes first.
Cool. All right. Yeah, that's legit. Messing up the bone cloud.
I get him. I'll slap the bone cloud.
Yeah, now it's Wesley James.
Okay, so I don't know who's actually supposed to be controlling Wesley James this turn. Do we care about?
You can just have it this turn.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, care more about RP or winning this fight?
We don't want to die.
True.
Would definitely have to deal with the bone cloud that's here on us at least.
Well, from Wesley Jim's point of view, he's looking for the danger, and he gets hit by some fire. he's like, oh shit, hostile cat mage. And just tackles Kit Kat.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's better.
I'm here for it.
What do I roll to grapple? Is that like a contested roll?
I believe so. Where the heck is it in these list of things? That strike. What the heck? Is it? I think it's an athletics thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So. It's a grapple. You have a plus 10.
18. Good. It's a poopy roll, but still.
And then, Steph, you're going to look for your fortitude. What is your plus on fortitude saves?
It's a plus 12. Am I rolling fortitude?
No. So Wesley Jim's attempts to grapple Kit Kat and is unsuccessful.
Wait, you wanted to grapple me.
Wesley Jims will puff up his cheeks and try and look menacing and be like, what? What does he say? Fireball me, will you? And then he will... Hang on, I'm looking through feats. Overextending feint?
Oh, yeah. That is a thing.
Yes. I'm like desperately trying. Like, how can I aggro Kit Kat without doing any damage?
Yes, so go ahead and roll the feint.
I'm confused. Is Wesley Jims the bad guy?
No, but you threw fire at him, so he thinks you're the bad guy.
Oh, jeez.
So you are going to make a deception feint, which you have a plus 13 in.
Gotcha. Deception. Faint?
Yeah. So it would roll and then add 13, and I'll tell you what happened.
Sorry. Need a d20. Okay. Okay. This is good. I roll a 1.
All right. Yeah.
Wesley Jim's whole character is doing nothing.
Tell me.
He really has whiffed on like every single thing, huh?
Tell me what it looks like as first you attempt to grapple Kit Kat, and then draw your rapier to do this fake like lunge, and you
So
fail at both of those.
Wesley Jims runs up at Kit Kat and is like, well, like, have at the fiend, and starts a slap fight. And that's not really working. Kit Kat's slap foo is too powerful, so he draws his rapier and goes to make like a feigning stab, and accidentally lets go of the rapier, and it just goes flying a few feet past Kit Kat and lands in the dirt. Twing.
Kit Kat's like
Excellent.
batting him away. Just, I said I was sorry.
Yeah.
All right. That brings us back around to the top of initiative. Kit Kat. What do you do now?
I'm gonna launch three magic missiles at the Headless Horseman,
Okay.
and they automatically hit.
I was half expecting one of those missiles to come at Wesley Jims.
That's 11 points of damage.
No.
I'm using all my actions to launch missiles.
All right.
Nice.
Yep. That hits him. Does some
And
damage.
that's it.
All right. It is the horseman's turn again. The
Cool.
horseman is gonna do a cool little dash in. I think get within 50 feet and then throw a hatchet at Wesley Jims,
Catch it with
which
your
is
teeth. But he's just a little guy.
a 30 to hit.
No, boy.
Is that
Yeah,
does it?
that hits Wesley Jims. Catch it with your teeth. Yeah, do I have a
19 points of damage.
I take that damage and I just Yeah, I got nothing. Wesley Jims just
Yeah,
gets hurt.
you take that damage is what you do.
And so from the 50 feet is gonna launch this hatchet and then like close the hand, and the hatchet is back in the hand and not over there.
Wesley Jims will
Yeah,
be like, bullshit.
that's the horseman's turn. Bone
I
clap.
can't fuck with the damage on Wesley Jim's sheet, by the way.
That's cool. That's fine. I can,
Okay.
what it was 19, 19. So much math is up. Why can't I do math?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Okay. Yeah, why does it keep doing that? Yeah, all right. All right. Bone Cloud is gonna go. And
Good.
let's see. Let's see. What is that? What are you? So with a 29 will save, you see the Bone Cloud shake off this like purple shimmer and just disappear into dust. That's the Bone Cloud's turn. Do.
Huggins will cry out, I've done it, I've vanquished the Bone Cloud.
Huggins.
Speaking of Huggins, it is Huggins' turn.
Oh, we've done it. We've won. Do I get a panache?
The day is ours. Is
I'm
anyone?
a oh, sorry.
No, I was gonna ask, like, contextually, who do we see that's still around us? The Bone Cloud ran away, is that right?
Yeah, just disappeared into dust.
It just disappeared into dust, and one of the other dolls got thrown into the house. So that leaves like Crane and the horseman that ran 100 feet away, right?
Yeah, the horseman is 50 feet away from Kit Kat and Wesley Jims, and then roughly like 60-ish feet from Huggins and Sancho.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, go on. Go off, Huggins.
One thing, I'm looking through my feats, and the only possible argument I have for this is that I am a confabulator. Could I possibly gain panache from stealing the credit of defeating the Bone Cloud?
What?
Like
Yes. You know what?
Huggins just thinks
Yeah.
he's done
Absolutely.
it. He thinks he's all that. Okay. Thinking I am way cooler than I am, I'm gonna activate the flying boots. Or before I do that, how far is the horseman from me?
Huggins is 60 feet from.
60 feet. And the boots give me, I don't have it written down. What did the boots give me other than flight? Like how much movement bonus is that?
It's only your regular like 30 feet, but you can do it flying.
Crap.
But you could stride twice and reach the headless horseman. And
All
that would
right,
be
and
two of your actions.
I do have a 10-foot bonus to my speed. My speed is only 25 for some reason, but because I've got panache, I've got a 10-foot per move bonus, so
Nope.
I still can reach him.
Yeah.
And I will yell, "Have at thee!" and fly through the sky towards the horseman and give him at least one good walloping.
Okay.
Let's see how
Roll,
this
roll.
walloping plays out. Wait, I have a better. I need to make use of these.
Go off, King.
Sorry.
Do your thing. Do the start. No. Don't. Yeah.
I'm just looking through what I can use my panache on.
I say everybody should get a panache. You hand them out like Oprah is what I think you should do.
I think
And you
Kit
get
Kat has negative panache.
a.
She's very confused, and she just hit her boss with a fireball.
Yeah. New.
Yeah, I just give him a regular sword cane attack.
Okay.
22. Wah, wah.
Yeah, that is going to miss. Yep. Jeez, this is a bad fight. Who is next? Up it number one.
It's a bad fight, but Huggins thinks it's going really well.
Good. Katrina Van Tassel is going to once again float out of the window back onto the street, and this time is going to set sights on Crane. Let's see. Do, 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 do. Can you? Yes. Okay. So it's going to close and get right next to Crane and wall Crane. That and oh yeah, so gonna sneak over there and claw Crane for some damage as you see the normal rounded puppet fingers become sharp and yeah, Crane gets clawed for some damage, and that's the first puppet's turn. The second puppet does not have the movement. So the second puppet is able to get out of the house onto the street. And then Crane goes, and Crane, having been like slashed and now like injured, is going to look at Katrina and say, why would you lie about our friendship? And like, what's even going on here? And for a whole like second, the puppet freezes and let's and you see like these like a radiating like sort of halo like thing around above the head of this puppet, and the puppet says, "We are friends, Crane," and turns around to face the other puppet, and that's going to be Crane's turn.
This is so messy.
And after Crane, it is Sanjo. Sanjo.
Okay. All right. So who's, can you tell me in terms of like proximity, like who's the, imagine like a radar, you know, going out from me. What is the order of things that are closest to me?
So puppet, not Katrina puppet,
Evil puppet?
who, yeah, not Katrina
Okay.
puppet, other puppet is right there,
Wait,
and then
there's a
Katrina,
non-evil puppet?
no,
Oh, okay.
well, yeah, puppet is next to you, and then you have Katrina, and then you have Crane, and then behind Crane is Huggins, Wesley Jims, Kit Kat, and then like 50-ish feet away from them is the Headless Horseman.
Okay. What's
Huggins is over with the Headless Horseman, by the way.
Oh yeah, right. Huggins ran over there. Yeah. Okay. So yeah.
And the puppets are squabbling amongst themselves. Is that accurate?
From what you saw, Crane was talking to Katrina and asked, aren't they friends? And Katrina answered, we are friends, and then turned around to look at the other puppet. But Katrina is roughly 10 feet away from you. And yeah.
Okay. I think this feels weird. I think what I'm going to do is how far, I'm going to burn two of my actions for my burning jet. And I am just going to lock in with Huggins, double bros anime sprint over towards the towards the Headless Horseman, because I'm feeling like it's all this guy's fault. And I'm going to beat his ass. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening, but this feels messy over here. And I'll be like,
it feels like some dialogue could be had. Open conversation.
And then, like, we'll front flip into a flaming cartwheel, like a quilava, like a flaming wheel of fire going to catch up to Huggins. And then, assuming I can get in striking range with one action left, question mark, can I
yeah, your jet thing is two actions.
It's yeah, it's two actions,
double your speed, right? At 60 feet.
My burning jet is like, it propels you forward with sheer force, strides 60 feet in a straight line,
so yeah,
and ignores both terrain and doesn't trigger reactions.
Yeah, so yeah, you can get there, and then you have the one action left.
And then I get there, and I'll just blast him. Let's see. Yeah, I'll just blast him with, let's do fire. I'll start blasting. I'll do an elemental blast of fire, 60-foot range. It's 2d6 at this level. If I hit, that is a 28 to hit. 13 plus 15.
That hits.
I have arrived, and I hit him for 10. It's 2d6, and I don't know. Add your strength modifier to the damage roll. Ah, nice. Okay, so it was 10 on the dice. Strength mod is a plus 2. I hit him for 12 points of fire.
All right, yeah.
Fire!
That hits. That's legit. The Headless Horseman's horse kind of rears up.
Oh,
at
shit.
At the fire.
Forgot about him.
But, slowly filtering it, like, off of, like, it, the Headless Horseman's body, the Headless Horseman kind of siphons some of the fire into a pumpkin. And, you see that happen.
Well, that's interesting. That's neat. That's a neat. Wait.
That's a neat trick.
And then it is going to be Wesley Jim's.
This turn?
I will give Sanjo the opportunity to explain what's going on to Kit Kat and Wesley Jim's.
Oh, now I oh, I see.
Okay. I think on your like jet over there, you see that they are clearly at odds with each other fighting. I'm gonna give you the one more opportunity to be like, hey, this is what's going on.
Hey, yeah, as let's say while Sanjo cartwheels by, he goes,
you're on the same team, stop fighting.
Just keeps cartwheeling by.
For effect's sake, I'm gonna give JoJo control of Wesley Jim's turn.
Okay. And for Wesley Jim's, what are Wesley Jim's abilities? Is the character sheet you dropped in?
Wesley Jims is a rogue.
Okay. Where really is Wesley Jims play? Who's nearest? Oh, right. I'm with Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. And Wesley Jims' original goal was like stealing some barrels, right? Was that it? You're a thief?
I dream of being a thief like the one who stole the wine from the Van Tassels.
Oh, you're a wannabe actually... thief. You have done a wannabe.
Yeah, Wesley Jims is a fabler, just like you guys. So,
okay, all right. I as Wesley Jims would like to.
I will say, mechanically here to I guess help you out. If Wesley Jims gets on the other side of the Headless Horseman, sneak attack bonus will be in effect.
Sure. But Huggins is over there with the Headless Horseman, right? How far away is Wesley Jims from there?
50 feet. So
50 feet. What's my movement? So, my movement is
25. So with two movements, you would be able to get in front of the Headless Horseman.
Okay. I think for what is this? This is silly. This empty cheek pouches. Is there anything in here? Anything? Can I tap my cheeks as if I've been possessed by a spirit? Is there anything in my cheek pouches? Wesley Jims is now a schizophrenic gerbil. So now this is what we're doing. So now it's a schizophrenic gerbil, number one. Number two, I'm learning what's new on my body. So I'm checking the cheek pouches to see if I've there's anything, any goodies in there.
It's like that's where he keeps his adventurer's pack.
Yeah. Anything cool in here?
I'm going to say for the excitement to make this great, there is a potion from Stanislaw's potion shop in the cheek pouch.
Wow. That is so dangerous. Huggins will turn around and be like, don't keep those in there.
Pull this out. I'll be like, right where I left it last time I came out to play. I'm now a drunk gerbil, and I'm going to drink this potion. I don't know what it does or what it is.
Oh my God, what are you doing?
I might have made the new PBEG right now.
Wesley Jims explodes.
Well, let's I guess see what this does. Figure this out.
Whatever spirit possessed Wesley Jims right now, I'm living for it.
This is amazing. But when, like, in the cartoon form of this, I imagine, like, right now it would be the ideal time for a flashback to where everyone's walking out of Stanislav's shop and Huggins is like, yeah, you're not supposed to drink these.
I'm going to have you roll a...
Can you imagine he just combusts?
I'm going to have you roll a... Man, what is the... I'm going to have you make a fortitude save for Wesley Jims.
For Wesley Jims? Okay. Fortitude. 12 plus 11, 23.
So Wesley Jims drinks this potion and feels like for a moment that they're vibrating at a frequency faster than comprehensible. And you now are under the effects of haste, which... Gives you some cool bonuses here. Let me double check all the specifics. You can use an extra action to either strike or stride each round for up to 1 minute. So you essentially spent your free action to drink this potion, and you have now four actions.
Fabulous. You know that scene in Futurama where Fry's finally has 100 cups of coffee?
Yes.
That's what I'm picturing. And time slows down. And what I'm going to do, how much is my movement?
25.
So hold on, I would affect it.
Actually, give me one millisecond. Oh, okay. Man. I was... Yeah, okay. It's just 25. Wow. All right.
Okay. So I have effectively four movements. If I'm moving, I'm going to use one of that four, I guess two of that four to move, right? To get into position, onto the headless horseman,
Okay.
right? I'll
Yeah.
spend one action for analyze weakness to pinpoint accuracy, look for a particular weak point in its body or physical form, and then I'll have Wesley Jim's shiv him in the not neck. I'll have him shiv him in the throat hole, jump on him like a spider monkey.
All right.
I
So,
think I have to roll for stabby. I roll for stabby. The next time I deal sneak attack, it does additional 2d6. That's if I hit. Is there like a flanking advantage in this, or is it normal attack? Because he has horse. Stab the horse.
the AC of the target is reduced.
Okay. I am rolling. I rolled 17 plus 15 is 32.
Yeah, that definitely hits. So you're gonna get the 2d6 from the precision. Then you get another, I think,
2d6 from sneak
2d6
attack.
from sneak attack. Is that?
Yeah, I roll 4d6, 1d6 for the rapier. So I'm rolling the d6 plus 3, rolling 5d6 plus 3 for 25 points.
That's a pretty hefty amount of damage. Yeah,
Let's
Wesley Jim's
stab
doing
him.
the stabby stabbing.
Wesley Jims has done something.
There he goes. There he goes. He's tweaking. He's too officially tweaking. It's this moment to shine. His claim to fame. He's tweaking out shivving people.
I think what actually happened is like you have this moment where Sanjo's like cartwheeling by and is like, you're on the same team, and Wesley Jims has that like epiphany moment of like, oh, I'm doing the wrong fight, so I gotta go fix that, and like rushes over to like, resolve like I was fighting the wrong people. And I think that's like the like narratively like the bonus to like succeeding in this moment is like, oh, I've been messing up this whole time.
He's fucked up so bad that he's actually motivated to do something.
Yeah, he's like, all right, we have an enemy and I know who they are. Go. All right, that's Wesley Jim's, which brings us back around to Kit Kat. Kit Kat.
Okay, I'm gonna. Who's closest to me at this point out of bad guys?
Technically, Katrina Van Tassel is closest. 50 feet away from you is the Headless Horseman, and then 10 feet away from you is the other puppet.
Do the pu are the pup who what are the puppets' names?
The one next to you is Katrina Van Tassel. The other puppet you don't have a name for.
Okay, and then Katrina and who are by me?
Crane is next to you. And then 10 feet away is the other puppet. And then 50 feet the other direction is the Headless Horseman, Huggins, Sanjo, and Wesley Jims are all in front of the Headless Horseman.
Okay, I think I'm just gonna produce flame and throw a fireball at Katrina. It's a 29 to hit.
Oh, that hits, yeah.
That's 15 points of fire damage.
Nice.
Monty's.
They're puppets. They're puppets. They're flammable, right? They're very
Yeah.
flammable.
Give me I guess give me the description of what it looks like as Kit Kat burns this puppet to not existence.
Oh, I kind of want just like her whole puppet body gets like consumed by the fireball and like just like dust sprinkles down like ash as it goes out. She just like
It's like all a close up of Kit Kat's gleeful eyes and the reflection of it.
but just fire just
Yeah.
and she just lets out a "I've always hated puppets."
Make a hold on, let me look at what this is. Make a demoralized check. It's under intimidation in your skills. I don't know how good you are at it, but that's where it
That's a 15.
You see for a brief moment the other puppet panic at the sight of this happening, and they shake it off and get back to business. They rolled a 17 on their down their save against that. Next in the order is the headless horseman. You all see as Trina Van Tassel like disappears into the mist that the headless horseman all of a sudden has a frog head and is no longer headless and looks down and says, I have to thank you all for helping me out. I was trapped under a spell from that Van Tassel person. Who should I thank for this? And looks around at everyone and
he's transformed back, but Wesley Jims is still tweaking out. Damn. I'm kidding.
Oh Lord.
Wesley Jims is called.
The resident tweaker.
You chug the potion.
Whose turn is it right now?
We'll stay in initiative. Huggins is next. So the headless horseman regains the frog head and is still astride the horse, but is like, thank you for freeing me. Who do I have to thank? So Huggins, what do we do?
I'm not really sure what's going on. Like, Huggins isn't really sure what's going on anymore. Like, I thought we were trying to kill this dude. With some great effort, he gets out of the like fighting mode and puts the sword cane away. I guess I'm gonna. Would it be in? I've got perception right here. I kind of want to make a perception check to see if Huggins is kind of following what just happened.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah.
31. I'll point to Kit Kat MVP.
I think if what is it? I guess Huggins is trying to figure out.
Like whatever just happened. Like the guy we're trying to kill is a frogman who has his head now, and he's thanking us. Like what's going on?
Huggins he's trying to make a sanity check.
Huggins is
tweaking for real, for real.
Huggins is I guess going to recall that there are beings in the world that can place curses on other beings, and that he is going to assume that that is what happened in this scenario, that the horseman was cursed by Katrina Van Tassel. And now that Katrina Van Tassel doesn't exist, he's no longer cursed.
Who you have to thank for this is our resident pyromaniac. And I will point to Kit Kat, who just saved the day, apparently. And
what did I do? I burned a puppet and then I went to the bathroom.
Kit Kat doesn't even know. Kit Kat's just happy to be lighting stuff on fire.
Finally, violence. Kit Kat just needs to let loose. That's all.
Yeah, I will point the now headed horseman towards Kit Kat.
So the horseman gets off the horse and does like this like finger wave thing, like that's very like brushing through the fur of the horse, but also like, you know, finger wavy. And the horse just disappears and is going to look at Kit Kat and sort of unlatch like a clip on this armor and like drop it on the ground and say, our fight is done. I appreciate you saving me and also protecting my friend, and points at Crane.
Are we still effectively in initiative order, or are we out of initiative?
Next in initiative is Crane. And Crane is going to say, "It was you the whole time? Katrina made you my enemy?" And Crane is going to turn and it looks like balling up a piece of paper, but he's going to do that to the other puppet that's behind him and just like wave a wing at that other puppet, and it's just going to like crunch into like a piece of paper.
Be gone.
And Crane is like, "I was afraid something like this would happen. And I've been hiding my magic because I'm afraid of it. And, you know, it can do terrible things. And, well, this place has continually shown me that magic is quite horrifying. And in this instance, I guess we've used magic for good. And maybe that's it. And he...
Hey, you know, Mr. Crane, Dr. Crane, Mr. Crane, I've...
Professor
I actually...
Crane, but...
Professor sure. Crane. I don't know, I assumed he had his, like, doctorate.
It's pronounced Crane.
God damn it. yeah, you know, now that you mention it, the Sleepy Hollow is, like, the most fucked up town I've visited in a long time. Maybe you'd consider moving. I hear Tarrytown is nice this time of year.
I as much as that sounds good, I think staying may be a better plan. Then I can help out the people here and, you know, give them magic to combat the weird things that occur in this place and prevent people like the Van Tassels from manipulating others into doing things that are
Touché.
Not quite savory.
What about Brom? Whatever happened to the pugs in trench coats? The pugs in one trench coat.
At that, Crane looks to the very small fleeing pugs near the bridge.
Oh yeah.
And and sort of like waves a wing like in his direction as to like gust them in his direction. And a wind picks them up, and as the wind is carrying them, sort of forms them back into their full-size pug self. And Crane says, "Just so we're clear, I am no longer afraid of my magic. So any attempts to bully me will result in returning to your tiny size. Is that clear, all three of you?
I'll add to this. Huggins is like pacing around them in a circle, and he's like, "Yeah, the professor's got us on speed dial. Better do what he says."
Brom nods and says, "Can I give you this as an apology?" And hands over that sword that he attempted to attack Crane with earlier. That's sort of like in imminent rusting decay, but is like not actually crumbling, but it looks like it's like going to crumble.
It's in a quantum superposition of being dope and shitty at the same time.
Yeah. And Crane reaches out and takes the sword and says, "I don't know that I can use this," and hands it to Wesley Jims, who still has a rapier out. Says, "You use a sword. Try this one." And yeah, Wesley Jims has a magical sword that I'll explain what it does another time.
He raises it up and there's a banana.
I love how the guy went the whole time at the last second, tweaks out and gets the magic sword.
Yeah. Crane
Huggins will go up to go on.
Crane is sort of like staring off into the distance for like a moment and says, "I guess Eslin was right. I do have some sort of purpose." We didn't decide who the Fabler was for this
I was actually about to make a so I go up to Sanjo and I'm like, so it, this might be confusing, but I've prepared some I've diligently prepared some notes, and I will hand him the papers that are covered in chicken scratch.
Yes.
They're literally just covered in chicken scratch. It's just like lines.
This is unintelligible.
I think as Crane acknowledges this, like, helping people with magic in this scary place as like a sort of profoundish destiny that he can latch on to, we can you know, I guess take one moment to see if anyone wants to do anything else before, and then slowly fade our point of view out of Sleepy Hollow. Does anyone want to do anything before?
I have an idea if nobody else has one.
I don't.
We pose as a team for a freeze frame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, so everyone poses.
It's like really awkward.
Opens his wings to like encompass around all four of you, and we can see in the background the crumpled remains of that other puppet, and then above you in dark like blood red vines, the words Sleepy Hollow kind of write themselves out, and like a title bar. And then we zoom out of Sleepy Hollow, and you hear the galloping of the horse as we essentially poof our way out of the thing, and that's where we're gonna call this session.
Post credit scene of the other puppet plotting its revenge.
The crumpled mass of puppet is not going to do anything ever again.
Wasn't there a second puppet?
Yeah, that's the one that got crumpled. Kit Kat incinerated the other one.
Correct. Excuse me. Yeah, correct.
All right. Well, thanks for playing. Thanks for tuning into the show. And we'll see you next time.